And the title, you know, is Don't Look Back. And all of us who are here today have a big privilege from God to leave this terrible world spiritually. So God has a great plan, and He will do everything to make it happen. God sees in us who we are, small and without respect from the world, which is such a great potential. Most of us are not doctors, not prophecies, and not scientists, right? We are just a little frog in this world. Many of us have already been baptized, and we have repented from our sins of the world and don't want to be a part of this world anymore. For others, this baptism and repentance is still to come. And all of this is necessary to come closer to God the Father and Jesus Christ. The Father and Jesus Christ want to dwell in us so that we will be guided by their power to do good, to understand their truth, and manifest the fruits of faith within us. We should and we must come to a position of living a good and a godly life. God wants us to be His first fruits, to be in His family, and we are called to rule with a rod of iron, to feed His flock and guide them in righteous ways. We are called today to guide other people to God's way by showing them our new way of life, so they will realize, if not today, then later, that what we have been doing, what we are trying to explain and to show them, of absolutely right. Today, God offers us eternal life as spiritual beings, and we can achieve it when Christ returns, if we prove ourselves. This is what Mr. Harris said in the last Sabbath. Prove ourselves. Right? So have we understand the call from God and Jesus Christ? Have we perceived the privilege that God sees in us? Do we understand that potential that God sees in us? So what happened in Abram's time to Lot, his nephew? We learn from Genesis how Abram, Sarai, and Lot have been called out of Haran or Ur. And later we read how Lot is and his family were saved out of Sodom by two angels God sent to them. Let us read Genesis 19 and verse 15 to 17. And I read from the New King James Version. When the morning dawned, the angels urged to Lot, hurry, saying, "Arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city." And while he lingered, the man took hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful to him, and they brought him out and set him outside the city. So we see the privilege that Lot and his family had. And this is the same privilege that we have today, and God give us this today. We have to leave our cities and this world in a spiritual way. Remove ourselves from their behavior and not share in their sins, right? Verse 17, so it came to pass when they had brought them outside that he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape the mountains, lest you be destroyed. So we have three requirements, and they says, escape of your life, or better, save your life. And the second, do not look behind you. So it is, do not look back. And nor stay anywhere in the plain, don't remain standing still. Why? Lest you be destroyed, or so that you do not perish. So how can we apply this today? Well, when he says save your life, then that could be before us, that you can enter eternal life that God has offered you, for all of us. And do not look back. So why looking? Do not look back to your old life that you have forsaken or left behind. And do not remain standing still, but grow in the knowledge of God. Why? Why does it say that? So that you not perish. Or better, so that you will not lose God's gift of grace, which is eternal life. Right? Let us look what happened when Lot was finally safe. Let's read in verses 24 to 26. Then the Lord rained brimstone and fire on Sodom and Gomorrah from the Lord out of the heavens. So he overthrew those city, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities, and what grew in the ground or on the ground. But his wife looked back behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Well, what happened here? What has happened here? Lot's wife froze, she became a pillar of salt and lost her life. But why did she freeze? Just because she looked back? Only for that? Lot's wife had actually also received a great privilege from God. She should have left sinful Sodom. She should not have been a part of that sinful world anymore. But she looked back. She still longed too much for the pleasure of this human life. She wanted to remain in the city with all her assets. She craved to go the easy way that most people are going. She was not yet ready to follow God's way. And that is the great danger for us. And the big question is, how is it with us? How is it with us? Do we sometimes look back? Do we crave for our false past? Are we longing for our old life? Are we not yet ready to go God's way? Do we sometimes want to go back into the world? Do we want to go the broad way, which most are going? Or do we sometimes maybe want to link our new life to the old life? Should we put our past to rest and look forward instead, like Lot did? Lot's wife had to freeze into a pillar of salt because she refused to obey God. And here is the next metaphor. So our thoughts also could freeze if we don't want to follow God, because we are still sticking off the word. Then we could again take part of our sins. Then we could lose our job. Then we could lose all the knowledge about the truth and get cooped up again to the lies and do heresies like Easter, Christmas, Halloween, and so on. We cannot relate our old life to the new one. That doesn't work. Christ said, "No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draws him." Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and the money, or God and whatever. See, you cannot keep the Sabbath once and break the Sabbath another time. Once tithing and another time holding it back. Once give the offering and another time don't. 18th service once and another time leave it, just as one like. We could lose our eternal life that God wants to give us. We must also understand that our salvation is a gift from God. There is no guarantee that we will achieve eternal life unless we prove ourselves. So we have to do something about it. Otherwise, there would be nothing left by waiting of the lake of fire. Is this what we want? We must look forward and keep fused on the final goal, our salvation, eternal life, entrance into the family of God. Let us look what Isaiah has said about it in chapter 55, in verses 1 to 13. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 to 13. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the water. And you who have no money, come, buy and eat. Yes, come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? And you are righteous for what does not satisfy. Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall life, and I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David. Indeed, I have given him as a witness of the people, to the people, a leader and commander for the people. Surely you shall call a nation, do you not know? And the nations who do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God and the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Verse 10. For as the rain comes down and the snow from heaven, and do not return there, but water the earth, and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and I shall prosper in the thing for which I send it. For you shall go out with joy and be led out with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth into singing before you, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the cypress tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. So, now, let us look forward toward salvation. Let us keep God's commandments faithfully and truly and practice his righteousness, and let us not look back.